Yeah, but you probably put the strength on him.
Put the strength on him.
I feel like you know what I mean? Like not beat him up, but just like, hey, yo, bro, hey, yo, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Yo,
calm, you ain't ready for bed? Is you ready for bed?
Calm down.
See, I would always go hard.
I'd be sick if Bernie tried to do that shit. I'd be like, what is you doing, fam?
See, I would always go hard, but AB always knew how to next level. Yo, I'm big bro. You know what I'm saying?
As so, he should.
Yeah, he would always get the dunk.
He got his little younger brother, so he's older too.
No, I would never beat up my younger brother. He's throw punches on me. Always.
See, I never threw punches.
I never would throw punches. See, that's crazy. And he's the younger brother and would never throw punches. Usually the older brother.
He never
brother,
threw punches.
Oh, he didn't?
Stomach boys.
Oh, nah. Drell, he was throwing haze.
He's trying to take your face off?
Oh, haze. And I'm just, you know, ducking and everything. But I would never hit him. We would fight all the time, though.
What's the age difference?
Year and a half.
That's a fair one.
It's a fair one. It is a fair one.
Yeah, certain age for sure.
Yeah, he was just as big as me, just 15, shorter.
16.
That's a for right sure fair one.
Yeah, yeah. But I couldn't hit him. Still to this day, I can't hit, you know what I mean, someone that I care about in the face.
Could he
in
hit
the face.
You?
Oh, yeah.
So he stung you a couple times?
No. He never. Yeah, yeah. He never got me in the face.
Do you feel like he wanted to, or did he just, that was his?
Just out of frustration. You know, maybe to get him, like, get me
now?
Off of him. He was just doing that. I don't know. But yeah, we used to go to war. To war. Being that close in age, dealing with, you know what I'm saying, our parents making us do everything together. I used to hate that shit.
Yeah.
Like everything. If I went somewhere, he had to go too.
What's y'all's relationship like now?
It's the best.
How did y'all get there? Because
I think we got there actually when he moved to Arizona. I think we started like to kind of realize the importance of what our parents was doing for us when we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
So like at all the time, I was just always like, man, I just want to hang with my peoples. And then realize like, and I always felt like he was so much different than me too. And I know he felt the same way too. We dress different. We talk different. We act different for the most part, you know what I mean? But like when we got older, I started realizing like our core values, we're the same damn person. Right. Besides those like things that people see.
Personality traits.
Yeah, we're the same thing. We talk on the phone, we believe the same shit. We like everything. He's exactly me. You know what I'm saying? But just a couple of different things about us. But I think when he moved to Arizona is when I realized that's, you know what I'm saying, that's my
did
dog.
Did one
that's
of you.
Distance made the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, true. It really did.
Did one of you break the ice? Like, was there an ice break moment?
I don't think.
You feel what I'm saying? Because there needs
they're
to
brothers,
be
brothers, they ain't fucking. They've been new each other.
No, you know break. What I'm saying?
So,
like,
so we have
like,
talked.
We talk about.
We have talked about us being way tighter. No, bull. We have talked about us being way tighter, like, now compared to
right, the older y'all got.
Yeah, the older we got, it just was like, yeah.
Before, you guys were just searching for identities on your own.
Yeah,
right, right.
Because it's like you guys see each other all the time coming up.
Yeah,
he went this way. Oh, fuck. Kind of went this way.
Now it's like I just wish he was back home to where we can just kick it all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we missed out on me wanting to do my own thing all the time. We missed out on so much time me fighting that situation.
Yeah.
And then all the time, you know, every single time we get in fights, me and my brother was always fighting together. Then we always used to get clowned for jumping people. Like, oh, hey, you fight one, you got to fight the other. That's how it always was. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, man, I just want to fight somebody by myself. You know what I mean? But that's just how it was. You know, now, you know, those morals and core values that we grew up with, you know what I'm saying? I'm teaching my kids the same kind of thing now.
Yeah.
You know, your bros, y'all close?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know you and Ian are
me
the closest.
Me and Ian are the closest. We're the closest in age as well. We just spent the most time together because it was a nice gap, like 8-9 years between myself and my older brother, right over me. So I was the older brother, like once my brothers left, because my dad was so strict, them niggas couldn't wait to leave. Like as soon as they went to college, they were like, nigga, we is out.
Same.
So it's like myself and Ian, we felt like that they kind of left us behind. And it was just me and Ian and I, you know, the whole time. And it was a collective thing that my dad called our names together. Ian and AJ. It was always Ian and AJ. We had to do everything together like you. And my brother was so different from me growing up. And I wanted him to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. And it pissed me off.
How many years younger?
2.
Okay.
Because like you supposed to be my brother, you supposed to be like me, you supposed to be right. But no, he was my mom, and my mom made sure that he had his own identity. Let him be him. Let him find himself. I'm like, this nigga's gonna be fucking gay or a serial killer or some shit, because he don't want to fuck around with, he don't want to go outside and hoop and play ball, and he don't want to rap, and he don't want to dance, and he don't want to do anything that I'm interested in.
Fuck around, be an Elon Musk and shit.
That's how Sana and I are so close, because Sana was
more like you,
was more like me. Sana rap, she played basketball, she danced, you know what I'm saying?
Knock
she
a roast, nigga out,
knock a nigga out, like all of, she did, she was with all of that, and Ian wasn't, and it was like, man, this nigga sucks. Until I went to a party and quit. I went to a party in Quip, and I, the night we got jumped, and my brother was the first person to ride. I had my man, well, he ain't my man no more, but Dream was in the front seat. Dream, like 6'5". Stood around, ain't really let nothing happen. You know what I'm saying? Stood around, ain't do nothing.
Dream only a dream now.
But my brother,
gone.
My brother's never been, brother up, never been in a fight in his life. Dude, he, you know what I'm saying, about. Stole off on me. Ian took off, like, get off my brother, nigga. You too. Like, it just went down, and then once I seen my brother was ready to ride, like I was telling the story, like, man, and I got emotional telling the story. I'm like, the only person that had my back, because I was mad at the niggas from Beaver Falls too.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm out here hanging out with y'all niggas. Ain't nobody here to help me. Right. This ain't even my rumble type shit. But my brother didn't give a fuck about nothing. All I know is you put your hands on my brother and I'm riding.
See, that's crazy that
at that moment
you found out in like what, high school? Like I knew that.
You let Rico get beat up, bro?
No, I wasn't there.
Mur wasn't there.
Who the fuck was you with?
The guy from 05.
Council.
The guy from 05 wasn't what? There.
Ooh, Marcus, man. Council.
Leave that out. But,
no.
But
Marky left.
Why
leave it out?
Listen, Marky, Marky and Cam had to leave because some guy pulled a gun out on them. So I seen them leaving. So
that's when you should have left, stupid.
I was on my way to leave. I was going to my car.
Imagine Cam running away with his neck.
But that's when.
So I found out, I knew that when I was young.
That your brother was going to ride.
But it was such a huge part of our the way we grew up, that if one of us fought, the other one had to fight, or you was going to get beat up at the crib.
Oh no! Nah, see, my dad
abusive
didn't,
parents.
My dad didn't encourage us.
I mean,
us
that's
to fight.
What I mean.
We weren't allowed to fight.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no. Nah, it was go mode. It was go mode. Like from kids, if something happens, y'all both better come back here beat up. Or y'all both won.
I would probably, if I had children, I would probably take that approach versus the approach that my dad had. My dad was like a Martin Luther King, nonviolent, walk away, turn up the cheek, tell somebody. I'm like, nigga, no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You trying to raise us to be some hoes. But
nah, I hear you.
But, you know, like that's why I became a risk taker. Like I was like, I have to overcompensate to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, niggas ain't fucking with us because my brother's meek. You know, ain't nobody teach me how to fight. My dad's like, go out there and whoop his ass. My dad wasn't that guy. My mom was, though. My mom was like, I'm going to go out there. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it really, my brother didn't have an opportunity to defend me. I was a protector of him because he was so meek. He was so shy. You know,
right.
As a kid. So, like, I wasn't going to let anybody fuck with my little brother. Like, I'm the outgoing brother. He's the more reserved brother.
Okay.
So, it's like we equal each other out.
Balance. Yeah. Balance, man.
Okay. You and AB.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I'm the younger brother. So I always wonder if as a younger brother you have like high expectations, because we're closer now, but my vision of what a big brother is and what that relationship is, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like we talk and everything, but like I just feel like
he's your equal.
What you mean? Like,
and not like a big brother.
No, he's definitely a big brother. I just feel like we don't ever really like talk. We don't like, it's never vulnerable conversations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's never like, yo, man, this is what I'm going through.
Okay.
It's just always like surface. Okay. I can tell there's more going on, but the pride is there. I'm not about to break nothing down. Like, nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I bet it's because it's like, yo, I'm big bro. I can't show you no weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's the younger brother unrealistic. Like, yo, let it. What's up? Let it go. We both grown now. Let's talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That's the place that I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got to that point. I want to say probably like 3 years ago, we got to the point where we can, we be saying I love you and stuff now.
Okay.
Saying we went to, we never was on that type of time. Like, ever in
life. I remember that first episode you said that shit.
Huh?
I remember the first episode, like, nobody said I love you in your family. Low-key.
Like, literally, not at all. I mean, literally, probably, it was probably like 3 years ago.
Y'all just cool with each other.
Just, for real though, that's how it was. It was just, that's the way our, we always knew there was love, but we just never really said it and expressed it. Now, every time we get off the phone with each other, you know, love you, you know, talk to you later, you know what I'm saying? And when we have our conversations, it's always, you know, what you going through, how's this, blah, blah, blah. And then we always just tap in, you know what I'm saying? What you doing right, what you doing wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's just like night and day from what it used to be like. You know, when we were young, I was doing everything to try to, I get like Job said earlier, try to like kind of find myself, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to take on that extra person, you know what I'm saying, when I should have been doing nothing but that.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Time heals everything. You know what I'm saying? Now we good.
Lacey's older than you, right?
Next subject.
Say, we are not unlocking that.
No, it's just nothing. Like, I mean, there's nothing. We're in a good space now, and that's about as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's or cool. I just realized I got to move.
Out of your house?
I don't know. His brother moved.
That's
they got
fucking
tight.
Hilarious.
Maybe I got to move. Shit.
Yeah. No, hey, real talk. When he moved, that's life completely changed.
I couldn't see myself really talking to her.
What's the age difference
moved.
Between you and your sister?
A year and a half. 2 years?
Yeah, a year.
You got to go by grade level. What grade?
One.
Okay. So she graduated the year.
Yeah, so he was one grade behind me.
Okay. That shit, shit matters.
Yeah.
That's like all
I got
that matters.
I got older sisters too, but.
How much older?
Like, my I have three older sisters. One is like 3 years older than me, and one is like 10, and the other was 11.
Okay.
So, like, they were like motherly figures to me. Like, they taught me how to read and cook dinner and shit like that.
See that guy dang fly.
I see that joint.
That thing is going.
That shit is thugging.
Why do you got...
I'm about to swat.
About to swat.
Oh, so
what the
heck? Surprise. Art of surprise.
He tried to outsmart him, man. Yeah. So... What's up, man? Hey, I seen the pictures. I seen some of the
man
videos.
Standing up there, man. I can't wait, man. You should have put that thing in black and white, dog.
That, hey, right?
Like that thing.
Just historic.
Historic.
60s, nigga.
That's fucking.
Man, crazy. I see that picture.
Should have
let
that dumpster
like,
on fire.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, listen. So go through the whole joint, man. Like
it rained.
It then. Then it didn't.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Well, yeah, I swear it was because
shut up, butter.
Look at God.
This guy here.
For real?
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I definitely try to like pray for like days in advance because I knew a week before the event that it was like 70% chance.
So listen, I was gonna say it in our text and I was like, I don't even wanna say it. That's nothing but bad juju. If I bring it up in a text message, like, yo, man, this is gonna suck if it rains for this joint.
Yeah,
I was like, nah, man, just go ahead and just ride it out. Hopefully it don't go.
Don't
down
be Job about it.
Don't be Job about the
be
joint.
Positive.
Are we gonna start using his name as a thing?
That's motherfuckers can suck my dick from the back.
Yeezy, that's wild.
Fuck y'all.
Pause. No pause on
that. Was that a white lady in the background?
Yeah, what's some white people there?
We in here.
Yeah, we in here. That was a nice little Georgia dude there too. My nigga was in the choir.
She's Mediterranean.
Yeah, bruh. That thing is official. Y'all have fireworks?
Wait,
y'all. Sorry,
ooh,
late,
look
y'all.
At y'all. Yeah, cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
July 4th. You gonna take fireworks? Get your own shit.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
You don't want to be with
my.
Us? Get your own shit. How about that?
You know what I'm saying? We gave out free food.
So you had free food. You had
we had free food. We had bouncy house for kids. We had vendors. We had.
Sounds like July 4th, cool. Junior.
Yeah, for sure. We took the same significance of what you do for July 4th and just turned it to.
Should have been out there breaking chains or some shit. Fuck y'all.
Next level. That's State Representative Chris Sonato.
When I seen
out.
The politicians.
Yo,
politi-
I know him. I feel
State
like.
State Representative Chris Sonato.
Okay.
When I seen the politicians.
Okay.
Posting. Ooh, I was like, yo.
Cornhole appropriation.
You did it. You made you made the
races.
City of Newcastle.
That was pretty good.
Look great.
But you know
and
what's
not
crazy
even just
is,
you. Everybody that was involved. Because you got a lot of participation.
I can't wait to see this joint in 10 years.
Yeah,
right. You know it's gonna be there 10 years. Little baby gonna be there.
That's shut up.
Not real talk.
I was,
and that's why I was telling you start a committee and make this shit official.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? Make this shit official, bro.
No, but you know what I'm saying, though. You know, it's going to get so big to where everyone, like, it would be dope for it to be so big that people feel like they have
not
to
Newcastle.
Be there.
I didn't even see all these pictures. Yeah, man, it was a great event, man, because this was the first event that Newcastle's had public event since the end of COVID.
Okay.
So yeah, we didn't even know that either. And it just turned out to be like a really, really good event.
How big was your committee?
It was four of us.
It was only four
of us, yeah. Yeah, myself.
So what, did you put somebody in charge of food, somebody in charge of?
Something like that. I just, whatever your lane was, I let you capitalize on that lane. I feel like that's what coming together is all about. It's about whatever your strength is. Let this person work in their strength. Don't put them just anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew someone that we had someone that was in good with the politicians. That's David Ward, City Councilman David Ward. So we talked to him to highlight the people who he knows in his circle. And then there's a girl, Danielle. Danielle has a humongous family. So I'm like, we're going to reach out to, you know, your family members, see what participation we can get from them. And then we had a girl that was a former basketball player. So she had access to, like, the girls' basketball team and the coaches to get them as volunteers. And they brought, like, you know, she played volleyball too, so she's able to bring the volleyball net out and the girls' volleyball team and things like that. Like, just put everyone in their lane that they were good at. And just
worked out.
It just worked together, man. And everyone came together. We met every Monday. Dude on the grill, like, that was Big Joey. Shout out to Joey. He had the connections on the fireworks, so we hollered at him about the fireworks. He had the connections on the meat. Shout out to the meat guys. When y'all come to Newcastle, they got the best. They got fire meat, too. Pause.
I had it. I was ready.
You ready?
Said it. You said
I ain't
going
to let you catch me slipping.
I was so ready.
Bro, that's my game. Bro, I was so tired, bro. I think I got a cold from fucking with that shit. Like, just being outside, it started raining, and it was like on and off rain, but, like, the people didn't let the rain stop them. That was the dopest part, bro. Like, because we had enough tents that it didn't start raining until people got there. And then once you were there.
It only rained, like, real hard for, like, a few minutes for real that day.
So it's like you were under the tent waiting for the rain to stop. By the time the rain stopped, you was back with the kick it. You know what I'm saying? Music was still on. Food was still out. Bounce house was the kids was running around like it. You didn't leave. You was like, I'm already here. Might as well stay. The rain stopped.
That's love.
Yeah, it was love.
So, congrats, brother.
Yeah, shout out to the committee, the culture committee.
For sure. Yeah. Now let's talk about these haters.
Haters.
Let's talk about them. Less.
I'm hating on that.
No. Are we talking about haters?
That hat right there.
Haters or hating?
Yeah. I feel like people unconsciously, you can unconsciously be a hater and you don't even know it.
Unconscious? Exactly. Subconscious?
So let's
fully. Suncop, subconsciously. Well, no,
I don't know. Unconsciously?
I think it's unconscious.
You're not conscious of what you're doing.
You're just hating. Like, because some people with a pessimistic outlook on life don't even know that they're hating, but you really are a hater.
Right.
What if you consciously hate?
Then you're a hater.
You're still a hater.
You're a hater. And I feel like if you're a hater, you just
need a hater.
Just.
I mean, listen. Hate about what?
Do you feel like you're a hater?
We just depends on what we're talking about. We're just talking about Murdy and his singing. He played some of his singing. I let him rock.
I
didn't say anything about it.
And I think Joe feels like he's not.
I want to punch you so bad, dog. Murdy, he played it. Man, fuck that, dog. Get off my nigga, dog. Fuck you, dog.
I feel like
last time he got me in my bag, made me dive in.
No, I can tell. I had this, bro. That's why
these seats is killing my butt today.
Right. Oh, that's what I love, though. Seats. I had him pull his music out.
Got his ass. Pause.
I had this dude in his bag last time about him singing or whether he could sing or not, which I don't really give a fuck.
Right.
He had to play his music before you got here today. And I just took that moment to kind of sit back and just listen to him and be like, I got him.
I think Joe feels like he's not hating because there's no real malice behind it.
Right.
He he doesn't feel nothing to his core. But if you're saying these negative things and never voicing positive, it's
you're
just, you're just hating.
You're hating.
You're
even
a hater.
When I get positive, this dude don't even remember it.
No.
He won't even bring it up. So
at times, I had a job interview. I did very well on it. Nothing but praise. Okay. Nothing but praise. He did do that. And I was waiting for Joe to be like, well, but your dad worked there. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what he does. So right. I'm just so used to, at all times, him responding to anything good that way.
Let me ask you all this question. Can you all admit to a time that you were a hater?
I mean, you'd be a fool to say that. Yeah.
Give me an example when you were a hater.
Like, anytime I see.
No, I need a specific time that you hate it.
A few weeks ago, J. Cole dropped his album. I'm like, man.
I like you, bro. Yeah, keep it 100.
So
yeah.
Every time.
So you knew you was hating.
If I had a producer.
And every time.
Dog, you're asking for it today.
If I had a producer. I remember.
That's a good one. Hey, listen. Anytime there's a successful artist that's kind of similar to me.
Okay.
I get bitter. Okay.
Ooh, that's worse than hating.
But I don't cross that. I don't think I crossed the line of hating. I think hating, because my principles are like, nah, that man worked hard.
Okay.
Get that man his shit. Check his joint out. You're a fan of J. Cole.
Okay.
Check him out. Share it. Show some love. Okay. I get past my feelings.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Okay. So yeah, the hate ingredients are there.
Okay. I remember.
But my principles kick in.
Go ahead, Jack.
I remember my first real hating moment. My first real one. So, when we was kids, we never got baseball bats ever. Ever. We
just had gifts for gifts
from parents. We got one wooden bat once, but other than that, we never got bats. We had to use the team bats.
Right.
Always. You know what I mean? That's just what it was. And I'll never forget one Christmas, our boy Shane Curry. He got a bat, right?
His dad stole it.
He got a bat, and it was the most beautiful. So he got a white bat.
With the red letters?
He got the white bat with the red letters. Nobody had this bat. I'm talking about nobody. I mean, it looked like the craziest thing that you've ever seen, bro. Right. And I'll never forget when I grabbed that goddamn bat, and there was a fence, and I drug it down.
You tried to scrape it?
I tried to scrape the bat. I swear on everything, I tried to scrape the bat. That was my first experience of really, really hating, because I was so jealous and so hurt about him getting that bat. I mean, this is the first time you probably ever heard this, bruh. Sorry.
That shit is funny.
Sorry.
So you wanted to destroy the bat.
I wanted to destroy the bat.
Okay.
Just because I was hating so much, uh-huh. Because everybody kept talking about this bat. Mind you, at the time, me and Shane were on the same level. We was the best baseball players that was around. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I felt I deserved that kind of bat.
You feel like that bat he got just took him
to the next level. Over top level.
Yeah. And I don't know how you mad, because you had the visor in football and you was the only one.
I did have a visor in football. You're 100% right. But when he had that bat, bro, I was just like,
that's hilarious.
Okay, hold on. But just real quick, this is what I want to say. I feel like being a hater is kind of being a racist or racism. You know what I mean? There's a racist, which is what he kind of was. You mean hater? Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's the racism.
True.
You there was an action.
The action.
Are you a hater if you just in your feelings? I'm just I feel some type of way about that. You can feel whatever way you want to, as long as there's no action behind
it. You're still
a
hater.
If you think so, but I'm saying if I'm not voicing that opinion or I'm not
so you're gonna keep it to yourself?
Yeah, a lot of times, if I really don't like you or I really don't like something, I really won't say nothing to you. Because then I'll be because there's nothing positive right. come out of this, but, you know, something physical with ramifications, right. You mean? But, if you want to do something like that, I can't think of one specific time where I was like, oh, I'm a hater. I've definitely told a chick, don't date him. I've definitely done that before.
I admire your honesty.
Well, I mean, this is what it is, because I mean,
Dirty Mac into the fullest.
Whoa, this isn't Dirty Mac, because that'd be assuming that I'm trying to get on. I know her. She's good people's, and I know this person. I know he's a.
You're saying you're looking out for like a sister type.
No. If I gave you the example, you'd be like, damn, maybe. But even I said in the moment, I was like, this is hater shit. But if you're serious about it.
I know who you're talking about.
So your relationship with that person was that strong?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Is that hating?
No, that's not Dirty Mackin'. I think we call Dirty Mackin' hating.
What's it called?
Breaking man codes, man laws? What's that called?
Guy codes.
Bro code.
So he broke guy bro code. Bro code. But I don't think that's not hating.
But that's not necessarily my bro either.
But everybody's your bro on a certain kind of level.
Yeah, because
everybody is your bro, even if you don't know him.
But if he asked me specifically,
that's kind of your bro.
If he'd asked me specifically, hey man, did you ever say this to us? Yep. Wow. I'd be like, because you ain't shit and you know it.
No. That's not why you're gonna say it. You're saying that because you'd think you can beat him up.
100 though.
That's it. But that's the only reason why the energy, not because you ain't shit. No, but I mean, the only reason why you're giving that energy is
No, I'm about to say if anybody even if you have, that's I think
big,
you could whoop
big,
me.
That's big guy privilege.
No, just even if you have, even if I think you could whoop you me, if you asked me, I can't not say no, bro. I ain't say that. Not me, man. I'm already done.
My vote is that's not hating.
I don't know, but I mean, I feel
I don't know. I'm in the middle with that because like I'm an advocate of.
Do what you want to do. Yeah,
You can't speak on that. It's like, I mean, that's what you went to. That's that.
But you would do it for your bro though. And if she's your home girl, if the relationship's really the way, like,
it's not like I went out of my way. Like,
guys have a certain kind of loyalty. Guys have a certain kind of loyalty to guys that they even guys that they don't know.
Right, like,
but that's I said he broke code.
I don't want to be a hater, bro. Because that's the thing. I don't want to be a hater. I never want somebody to be like, man, he's a hater. Like, being a hater to me is like being called like a hoe ass, like a pussy, like a hoe ass nigga, like a bitch. Like,
for sure.
It's equivalent to those things right there. Like, it's, being known as
trolling,
a hater.
Is trolling hating?
Nah.
No, I mean, it's trolling.
I don't think so.
It's trolling.
Right, because, I mean, there's no...
You're bullying.
Trolling
is bullying.
So, I do it all the time
on
the net.
Your intentions matter.
Yeah, intention matters.
Your intentions matter.
Like when you pull out something like,
then that's what I am. I'm a real life troll.
Say if you post a fly picture, and your goal is to get nothing but
likes,
good likes, right. Good and positive feedback, then I go on your page
and you say some slick shit,
and I say some slick shit,
just to get
it,
the
you
laughs.
Know what? It depends.
Is that considered hating?
It's your intentions.
It depends on the dynamics of the relationship.
But here's the thing: though.
Your intentions is to down him a little bit.
Always hating.
But
you're supposed to just be like, yo, that's.
But it's funny, doesn't have to be downing him.
He does it all the time. Every single time I post something, if I post something on some fly shit or something that I like, Job is going to post something.
But that's the dynamic of y'all's relationships, though.
Whatever I'm doing. He's like, nah, it's still hating. You ain't getting, it's still hating.
Just because I know
it's still hating.
I know Job.
All right. I'm good with that.
It's still hating on a level.
It all depends on one, my intention. If you think that's what I'm doing, all right, then that's your perception of it. That's how you took it. Because I can't, whatever I say or do, however you take it is how you take it.
I think it's a joke. I think it's jokes. I don't think it's hating. Because for instance, like my homeboy, like he posted a note that his son, wrote, and it was like saying how great of a dad he had and whatnot. And everybody was like, "Oh, great, congratulations!" I was like, "You wrote that?"
Yeah,
yeah. Like I wasn't hating.
He wrote this with his left hand.
Yeah, like he wrote that. Your son didn't write that. Like as a joke. Like this, my man. Like I'm.
Yeah.
But I don't have any malicious.
Your intentions aren't to tear down.
Yeah, your intentions weren't to tear down.
No,
that's different. Yeah. That's a joke.
So when did I try to tear you down?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's your MO, Job.
I can go on Facebook right now and look at all the shit that Job is getting a billion likes because all he does is a lot of people don't like me on a certain kind of level. So
let's catch yours on mine.
Are we ordering something? Are we not eating?
Oh yeah. They're speaking
through him.
Oh yeah, the likes. Just like whenever you say something on mine, certain people like your shit.
100%. That I don't even know.
Right, because that's them though. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like I do that shit like in public all the time. Where I'm like, if we have a discussion, like I come out with the negativity just to see who gets attracted to that. So I can be like, okay, I see what type of time y'all on. That's how I feel. Like I'm lifting the curtain on you. Like you're not gonna. You know what I mean? This isn't how
like
I.
Like he
really
got
feel.
Me to play my music.
Yeah,
he won.
But like if we're out whatever and we're spitting bars, we're these jokes whatever. And say you end up leaving, I'll see who's attracted to the energy I was giving out, like about you, like Ty, like yeah, see, because this dude, he's always trying to in here trying to do too much, and always trying to talk to everybody. Boom, got you. I already know where you at.
That's a different level of time wasting.
Time wasting, it's exposure to me. I don't waste my time with that person. That's okay. Why half the people I know don't know who I really am.
Okay,
they don't know how I really am because I give you who you think I am.
Right.
You don't fucking know me.
True.
Okay. So let's get into this research, right? So according to
research on haters, I can't believe this shit.
Research into haters because I want people out there who are haters.
Because some people don't know that they're haters.
God damn it, Rico, thank you.
There's people that don't know that they're haters.
So let's get here. So
I got a big homie that's a hater and he doesn't even know that he's a hater.
Go ahead.
See? So it's popular among psychologists that humans have six basic human needs, okay? Number one is certainty, assurance that you can avoid pain or gain pleasure. Uncertainty, you know, you want new things, you want change. Significance, let's remember significance. Feeling unique, important, special, or needed. Number four is connection, love, strong feeling to someone. Number five is growth of some sort, some type of capacity. Number six is contribution, just a sense of service or focus on helping or giving to others. This area of significance, the reason I said remember significance.
Just don't post about it then, ho.
I think significance, feeling unique, feeling important. I think once you see someone is great over here, I think that's when those feelings kick in and you have a number of choices. And one of those is hating. This is where my opinion kicks in. My opinion is, number one, you could either compete with yourself and, you know, and compete with them and figure out how to, you know what I mean, become as great as them or even better. Number two, you could swallow your pride, maybe even reach out to them. Like, yo, how'd you get here? How'd you get a boat? How'd you get a boat? Right. You know what I'm saying? Number three is you could just be like, whatever. Just be comfortable and chill. Whatever, you know what I mean? Just stay average.
Right.
Leave it alone. Maybe depression kicks in or whatever. And number four.
Or whatever.
Right. Anxiety, all the things
depression
that come
or whatever.
With. Yeah. Number four is you avoid the
kill
work.
Yourself.
You just can't even believe that this person worked this hard to get this or that. They're this. You're all your focus is on them.
Or you downplay their work ethic or
everything.
This was given to them or whatever.
Number four is you become
they got lucky.
Exactly what a hater is, but it's all based around significance. These six basic human needs, whichever one is at your top priority, if significance is that, and you weren't taught to work for your own significance, you could become a hater.
I agree.
Is it hating? Mm-mm. Is competing against somebody hating?
No,
it's motivation.
No.
I feel like hating is.
I mean, are you?
Because I mean, that's what I do. That's what I do always.
Are you cutting them off though? From their
Rico throws a Juneteenth party.
You about to throw?
I want to have a better party than Rico.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is that considered?
Black
is that
party?
Considered? Hating.
No. I think it is hating because his intent is to like shit on me.
No. That's not what I heard.
It's not gonna be like fuck that Juneteenth party.
No, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be that. Like, hey, yo, Rico, you see what I did? It wouldn't be on no type of time like that.
And it's not gonna be another Juneteenth party to take away from yours. It's just going to be a completely separate event on a separate day.
But on the competition level, I like to throw parties too. Oh, he just threw something fire.
I'm about to have.
I want to throw some party. Fire.
What's your feelings towards me, though?
My feelings.
You had a dope party.
You had a dope party.
That rivals that party.
Yeah, that rivals the party. Is that?
And I think he could swallow his pride enough to ask you for advice, even ask you for help.
1,000%.
That all has to be taken into account.
That falls into a category. You could swallow your pride, figure out how to get there. You might even ask for advice, or you'll compete with yourself for that person.
Hey.
Just, that's not hater.
You bringing that shit up had Rico feeling some type of way just now. He was like, "What you mean, dog?"
No, but that's like
I caught that. I caught that energy.
But that's like a real thing.
You trying to throw another Juneteenth party, bro?
I don't think that I'm hating. But would people think that is considered hating? I'm like, oh man, that was a fly ass.
To me, that's an iron.
I want to throw a fly ass.
That's an iron sharpen iron situation.
Fuck with it.
Memph was investing in cribs. Wells was investing in cribs. I'm doing my research, trying to figure it out. I'm reaching out to them. I see Memph got 18, Wells got 4. Okay, all right, what's up? You know what I mean? I need to step my game up too. It's an iron to sharpen iron. I even reach out to them.
So that's
advice.
How I. That's
I'm
how
not
I
hiding any information. If I learn something new, I'm spreading it. We're just all getting better together.
Right, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the intent. That's what I'm getting from this.
And,
like,
and your decisions. Because if he tried to drag you down. Say if the post we posted up, the advertisement, if he blocked it or reported it and was trying to do everything to sabotage you, that's, I think, when he drug that bat across the fence, that was hating. That's hating. What I mean?
That was the moment of animosity.
I think it's okay to have your feelings. Like, my feelings towards J. Cole, but I would never go out of my way to be like, man, J. Cole's album suck, y'all. Don't listen to it.
What about this? So I was in the ninth grade, one of the homies. I had a girlfriend.
I love it when he says school stories.
he had a girlfriend.
He don't need pussy like me though.
And then something like that. He had a girlfriend. Then he had this little chick, you know, out of town that I loved. I was like, I want you. I want to be with you. He had a girlfriend the whole time, right? And she wasn't giving me no play because she was stuck on this nigga. So I told him, like, man, he got a girlfriend. He don't even like you. Like,
yes, that's hating.
You know, I'm not asking. I knew I hated. I didn't know at the time I hated.
I mean, that's even worse than what I said.
Because I was just being honest.
In the moment, yeah.
At the time.
It was like, you felt how you felt.
So like, in that situation, I don't think that's hating because you...
It's hating.
If you genuinely, genuinely want a woman...
You never speak on another man.
It's still hating.
You didn't speak on him.
I did. He got a
girlfriend. Is it acceptable
hate? You didn't
hate?
Speak on him.
I think we could get...
You just want her. Hold on. I feel like any man...
He just told her... That dude you're stuck on got a girl. What you tripping
like,
about, bitch?
Move on from him. Like, it's all about. I should have never
that's
brought him.
That's still a form of dirty Mac.
I should have never brought him up at all.
You're intentionally trying to, in your intent,
I feel like intentionally trying to, you know,
if you are emotionally invested in a woman, you can go chase any woman you want. I don't care if
even
she's
if
married.
She's married.
I don't care if she's married. I don't care if she has a girl. I mean, she has a boyfriend or nothing. If you feel like that is yours, that's yours.
Fine. Yeah, but.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Is that a by any means necessary type of approach?
Huh?
You want me to delete it?
This shit is hilarious.
No.
You want me to keep that?
No. I wholeheartedly.
What is he talking about?
I wholeheartedly believe.
What is he doing?
If a female is yours, you go get her.
Now here's the thing. Here's the only caveat that makes
married
that okay.
Married or not.
Here's the only caveat. It is if you do get it, it has to work out now. You can't get in and just be like, oh yeah, that shit was.
No, I'm not talking about having sex. I'm talking about you see and you think that is the female for you.
You sound stupid, bud.
Hey, bruh. This is one of those situations.
On some
where
level, I feel you.
They're gonna be like, Ty is saying some wild shit. But if you just think about that shit, if you feel like this is the woman for you, why is this other man stopping you? That you don't even know. This is your now. If she tells you no, I'm in a relationship. I'm married. Okay, you fall back.
Why does she got to tell you that? If she got a ring on and they live together and shit.
That's just the way I feel.
If she's married, it's over. But
it's a respect. It's like up there. It is.
Would I?
But are you gonna do that if the husband
not,
can beat you?
I'm not. Hell no. Take some punches.
Over this bitch.
Over this bitch. Shit, I'll get it, you know, a substitute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah.
Catch him on the back.
That's the first time. And then he educated me, pulled me to the side, like, yo, you hating. I'm like, what?
How? You already got your cake.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but I like her. He's like, nigga, so what? You'll never speak on nobody's business? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's for her to learn. She got to learn.
Everybody gave a story when they feel like they hate it. What's a story where you feel like you hated on somebody?
Didn't I say that? Or you've got hated on?
Yeah, let's go there.
I always get hated on.
I was about to say, I always get hated on.
I mean, people, I don't see, I don't call
Murder, you get hated on all the time, too.
People just don't like me.
It's just get hated on for, like no reason, just.
It ain't for no reason.
But do you hear about it?
Now that you see the six human needs, like, after I read this shit earlier, I was like, okay, this actually makes sense.
Hey.
These are people who don't work as hard as you.
But here's some real shit, though.
Or might not have the favor.
People hate me because they think that I'm
over the top,
uppity. Think I'm better than them,
well, bruh. If you're facing the wall at the strip club and you're just throwing money back,
yeah, but
I ain't even facing nobody's facing the wall.
I was doing that.
Man, that's wild.
I was doing that, bruh. We was down Miami. I took out all this money, like I really got it to be spending. I was like I was in my savings, bruh. I was like, all right, transfer the savings money to the fucking, you know, the checking account, pull all this goddamn bread out, bruh. I pulled out bands, bruh. So I'm
I
like,
seen
you know
Wiz's
what?
Post. He said, Ty hand, how much did you hand him? It said, this is yours, bruh.
Yeah, man. That's what I did. I hit him a couple $100. I was like, yo, bruh, man, go ahead and eat tonight, dog. On me. Yo, throw these ones. I was just all the way up, bro.
And you had folks hating you in that moment.
Yeah,
we'll delete it.
I'm in a VIP.
You should delete
joint.
Those six principles, or whatever the fuck.
I'm
that
in
shit
a
was.
VIP joint, bro. Swear, I'm standing up top on top of the couch joint. The strippers is behind me dancing, bro. I'm taking that money. And I'm just throwing it over my head, just dancing with myself on the wall, just wilding. But it was a good time. I mean, hate comes, you know what I'm saying? And hate came that way.
Is it real hate, though, or is it just constructive criticism?
Or jealousy?
I mean, jealousy is hate. Hate's jealousy is the same thing.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Because, I mean, if somebody says, I don't think anybody hates on me because I don't see anybody in my way. I mean, if they don't like me, I get it. I can understand.
I think the weight has stopped the hate.
That's fucking.
Oh, but there's a levels to that though. On some real shit, like, you know what? Yeah. He's funnier than I thought he was because he's out of shape now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The way stop the hate. I swear to God. The bigger Joe got, the bigger Joe got. Just like
if they thought he was a threat, they might be like,
he just big and be saying jokes.
Yeah. He's a fat, funny motherfucker, right?
Exactly.
I don't like haters, bro. Like that shit bothers. That shit pisses. I've always tried to. I had a problem like wanting people to like me.
Let's talk about
that's it. Something that I struggle with because I don't go out of my way to dislike anyone. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to see. I'm a positive person. I like to see everybody win. Like you fresh, I'm gonna tell you fresh. You got a bad joint, I'm gonna tell you got a bad joint. You just get a new job, you got a new car, you doing things, and you know for betterment of yourself. I'm gonna encourage you. I'm like, that's what's up. I'm not a hater. Like I don't.
You can be a silent hater on yourself too and still say those things.
Nah, bro. Like it's pure. Like I mean that shit. Like because when I'm getting mine, I want you to feel the same way about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I take other people's success as motivation. I don't see it as, damn, this nigga got another one. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm more so like you said, so what you do? Like how you get to that, you know what I'm saying, to this next level type shit. Like I'm confident enough in myself to put my pride to the side and ask you, like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this really working out for you? Like, how much did you invest? Like, how do I get to this next level? There's guys that I've seen, like, on a level that I want to be on, and I've reached out to them and, like, you know what I'm saying? Told them, like, yo, that's what's up, man. Keep shining, King, shit like that. Like, people's watching. Like, it influenced me to go harder. It motivated me to go harder. So I don't really consider myself a hater because I want to see people win. Like there's not a person that I'm like, man, this nigga always. I don't feel that way about.
Yeah, you're lying, bro. Because there's no way in the world you scroll down Facebook when you're on there and be like,
bro, I'm gonna keep it real with you.
No. I'm gonna be serious. I guarantee you because everybody does this.
All right.
You scroll down, and you're like, I mean, that picture's cool, but I already liked a bunch of pictures, man, of that person. So I'm gonna just good.
Nah. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna,
like was, they got. A
I'm
bunch.
Gonna say some.
They got.
Shit.
They got a bunch of likes for me.
This is probably gonna be misinterpreted the wrong way, but it's okay. Like, I'm so into myself that like someone else shit don't bother me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not something that you do that is like, damn, make me feel inferior. Like, not at all. Like, I feel like my competitors are like, and I'm just full of myself. My competitors are like NBA players, like football. Shit like that. Like, I don't see regular niggas as, like,
right,
a threat
right.
to me at all.
You regular ass motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I'm talking about, like...
That's how you're supposed to be.
Yeah, like, I feel like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to be at the Roc Nation brunch. Like, I need to be... Those are the people that make me feel like, oh, shit, like niggas that I could just run into at the bar or the mall and shit like that. Like, boy.
Makes sense.
What's up, man? I got them, too, type
let's,
shit.
Let's not overlook this because I feel like this is an important subject. We always talk about the haters, but let's talk about the people who feel the hate, because coming from areas that we come from, there's this whole vibe that's like, don't sell out, don't lead a hood, don't forget
don't
about the hood,
don't be different,
right?
Don't dress different, and, don't act different, and, don't be an individual.
You know, I never cared about none of that.
You've always in it, but not me. Like I feel where
I'm like,
coming
yeah,
from.
I wanted people to like me,
right? And I've always shown love, and I've always loved the love. So there's a certain point that you get to where you start to feel that love go away because of the level that you're reaching, and some people self-sabotage in order to keep that love. So I want to talk to those people who might feel that hate and how to handle that or how to perceive it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't need to dumb yourself down. You don't need to fall back. Like, you honestly should look at this as a gift. If your success is starting to make these people hate you, you need to recognize that, yo.
But are you being a dick
doing,
about it?
It's true. We're not, I guess.
Do you think I ever was?
I guess
I don't think to, I don't, I, me personally.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
think
no, I could for sure see how people would perceive it. Yeah, like
that's me being a dick.
Because I mean, if they're not that,
because I've always been my whole life was just always just different.
Yeah, but
I never strayed
and,
away from.
And you
it.
Don't have to be a dick, because I remember there's been a lot of times when people be like, man, he's always with the white boys.
Right.
He always with the white boys. I've heard people say about me, you think you're.
He know what success looks like.
You think I've heard people say about folks that went to college. you think because you in college, you do 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 do. So. I want people to recognize, once you recognize
you
that, success is giving you a gift. If this person begins to hate on you, it's carving that circle out. It's letting you.
Huh?
I heard you, bro.
You heard me?
What did he say?
That's gold, bro.
What did you say?
We'll talk about it. You have a good one.
He said, we'll talk about
So,
oh, so you in the yoga and shit? Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, so,
yeah, that's where I'm at with it. You see what's going on?
So, all right. Is lack of support hating?
No.
If you don't like what they are doing,
that's not hating.
I don't think it's hating.
That's not hating.
I don't think it's hating.
I just don't fuck with it.
If people don't fuck with the pod,
I don't see it.
They don't fuck with the pod.
Now I know when they're hating when they don't fuck with the pod.
I agree.
I've spoken to a few people that are like, "Yo, I love that shit."
What I don't understand is
I didn't know that you knew about it.
Exactly, because you ain't never post, you ain't never liked nothing, you ain't never Don't tell me you watch it a billion times and you're pointing out different parts of it.
And you won't share it or
and you won't
it,
share like, no repost.
Damn, I'm a hater on my like own pod.
Listen, some people just,
I don't like people, I don't watch. I don't support none of this shit.
You're different though.
You don't watch.
You're different.
Some people just aren't that interactive though on the social media.
Like, some people purposely don't like want to be seen. They want to wait until they're at a place of significance. At a place of success before they do that, because they feel like, dang, you're doing it. I need to get on my stuff. And instead of celebrating you, they're like, nah, I can't celebrate them until I'm up. That's hating. That's a form of hating. It might be a little lesser. They're not trying to sabotage you, but they can't celebrate you until they got something.
It just sucks because I see a lot of times on social media, people doing, you know, certain things that they want to do in their lives, and they bitch and cry about not receiving support from their area, their town, their people, whatever it is. And their product,
I feel like you get,
or their service, like it's not what people want. So why do you feel like people are going to back you if you're not giving them what they want? If you put out terrible music,
terrible music to you, player. All right.
I still
got the original.
But terrible music to me.
That's another aspect too.
Exactly. Terrible music to me. Why would I promote it if it's terrible music to me? Why would I put my name out there on that certain kind of level? I don't understand.
What are you saying?
Like, yeah, I empathize with those people because there was a time frame where I used to think that people weren't supporting me, but it was like,
it's
yo,
just not for them.
This exactly. This isn't your market. Like a little Uzi Vet or Uzi Vert fan isn't. It might not be
Uzi Vet.
Might not like Jay-Z. Might not like Jay-Z as an artist. A Jay-Z fan might not like Uzi Vert. You need to figure out these people might not be your market. If you sitting in New Brighton and you a rapper, the New Brighton people might not be your market. You need to go find your market. Stop bugging your family members. Stop bugging everybody you graduated with to support you. Go find your fan base. A lot of people don't know that, and they think that people are hating.
Listen, that's what I hate. Now, if you're trying to do something and you're trying to push forward and it's not going as well as you want to, and people aren't just jumping all over, like, relax. Don't sit there and make up haters. Don't make up phantom haters.
I feel like when it's fire, like it's fire. I'm gonna just support it when it's fire. If it's not fire, I can't.
I'm not going to support it.
I got cousins as rappers.
Not support it.
When that shit's not fire, I got homies that rap. When it's not fire, keep pushing, bro. Like, but that's the
in their 30s.
I'm more so encouraged, but I'm like, yeah, hey, bro, that's what's up. Keep it pushing, man. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I don't tell them. That shit's whack or hate on their shit.
Or you gonna say it's time to be a songwriter?
Unless they ask. If they ask you
critique. I don't like to offer my opinion on someone. I like for them to request it.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, you should only offer your opinion when it's asked for or you think it's a detriment to their life. Whether it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, like drugs or something like that, whatever. Yeah. It's like, I feel like it's harming you in some way. But other than that, if they don't ask, it's kind of like...
Yeah, you don't ask. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Right, run into that wall.
And I'm that guy. Like, that's what's up. Yo, I got a lot of friends that rap.
Last time I asked Job something, I had to literally say, "Before I ask you this,
don't give me the bullshit.
I need you to answer me, thinking like how I need for you to respond with me being a dad in this situation.
And
I had to say this.
Everybody needs to do that.
And then he grabbed it. He grabbed what I was saying. And then we had a real conversation.
See, everybody should.
That's because I'm always with the bars first.
Everybody's supposed to do that. Like, if I have a business, when I come to you, I'd be like, bro, I need you to rip me to shreds, be critical from your perspective. I know you're
not everyone's ready for that.
And that's why most of them think that people are hating because they're not coachable. Like
I was about to say,
they're not coachable.
Some people thrive. That's hilarious. Some people thrive off of haters.
Or what they think is haters. I give it to you. Right. Yes.
You ever heard somebody tell me
haters
like,
are my motivators?
You ever had some those? I want to say hi to all my haters or shit
and
like
nobody's
that.
And nobody's hating on you.
Keep, you know what I'm saying?
First
relax.
Off, first off, ain't nobody thriving off of haters.
Nobody.
6ix9ine. You talking about?
I don't think he. I don't know if he thrives.
Even haters view him.
He's thriving. Yes, he is. He's thriving off of haters.
People, would you say he's thriving? Okay,
people hate on Future all the time.
I think
he's toxic. He's this. He's that. And third. And he tells right Steve there, Harvey, I don't want
Floyd Mayweather right thrives off haters.
Yeah, people thrive Floyd off Mayweather. Of haters. Okay. I have people coming sure to me and tell me and say, you know, I'm the most hated nigga around. You know, niggas don't like
she's
me. It's like without hating, they have nothing. Some people without hating, they don't have anything.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
And I had to tell you,
hating keeps people relevant. Like hating okay can keep you relevant.
That's so, what we're talking about.
So let's talk to people who
because you definitely makes
who might have just
let me get one more.
I can't eat this without something to drink. It's unbelievable.
Let's talk to people who have listened and
you
might
that Calico Jack
and think to themselves, "Yo, I might be a hater. How can somebody stop?
I feel like I'm
being a hater.
Only way you can stop being a hater is you just gotta be. You just gotta. If you don't have as cliche as it sounds, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I think the only way you can stop being a hater is kind of on what Rika was saying earlier, focusing on yourself.
Or
if you focus on yourself more and dive into that situation and not really care about what anybody else is doing, I think that's when you can alleviate some of those pressures that other people are putting on your mental to make you want to hate. Right. That sounded fucking phenomenal.
Real talk.
I want to hear that. Yo,
I wouldn't even
play that back.
I wasn't even paying you attention. That shit was hard.
And understand that the work is real. Like if you want to be significant in this area and you want to be praised in this area, focus on the results. The more that you focus on side to you, what he's doing and what he's doing takes away from that.
But see, you're assuming that they're focused on. Like they have a goal. There's people that just don't give a fuck. They just don't like people just to don't like people.
But most people's hate comes from, oh, he gets bitches? That's because they want bitches. Oh, he's in the NBA because they wanted to go to the NBA. Oh, he got money? He got a boat? Because they want a boat. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the level that you want to get to, yes, the work is real. They put in the work. Focus on the results. Reach out to him. Those people that you hate, reach out to them and see if they got any advice for you. I guarantee they do. Because most successful people that are trying to reach success aren't haters.
I feel like everybody uses the word haters, and I'm just trying to think of like, who do I know that's a
I just don't.
Hater?
I honestly, I don't believe the whole idea that everybody, like, people want everybody to succeed. Like,
and maybe it's a favor. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yo, turn this up, man. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah.
You know when I'm feeling good, it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Go ahead, you up. You up. Say so. All
right. I try to say cool shit before I rap, so I'm a little under the weather right now, so. Partner Cole.
Partner Cole.
Get a shot.
Get a shot. Go ahead.
Yo. It's Thursday. I'm tired of shit. I needed me a bad light skin that's gonna ride this dick all night to the morning light, and then you know I'm gonna call. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I thought I was gonna have it, but it just ain't do what I needed to do.
I love how you be rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like you never miss in a freestyle joint. Like y'all don't ever miss. Y'all can always bring it back.
Is this gas?
That's the thing. You gotta keep going.
No, yeah, y'all could just always bring it back, even if y'all lose a quick ego. Ball.
Yeah.
He a hero. Youngin said that. He a hero. But deep down, he feel like a zero. So that shit make him a hater. He wanna be a top boss, but he's down here like a waiter. Working for tips, working for scripts. Ain't nothing wrong with it, homie. Just keep grinding on the script.
Yeah.
Get some producers and other things in place. But wait, you keep on running in place like a treadmill. Like a treadmill.
Yeah. They talking about them niggas be hating. All these bitches I'm dating. Everybody see me sliding on datings. 24s on their rolling 60s. Motherfuckers give me 60. Call up my nigga Nipsey. RIP to the king, the great. And y'all know I ain't gon' hate. This ain't no fake. You know, fuck that Jake's. I pulled over 7-Eleven, 9:30. Motherfuckers gon' get it. The whole 30. I let the whole thing go. Empty up, black truck, got my niggas tucked. And we was up, got my nigga Job in the tuck. Nigga, what up? Roll that shit up, you know we got that shit up. You know I do some sit ups.
He called you a nigga. He called you a nigga.
Mama, we made it.
Sipping, but ain't sipping much.
Yep.
Grind them, zip it up. Yep. It's getting cold. It's gonna be a cold summer. That's what Fab said. Nigga, old summer. Them old runners. Yeah. Tell them go home, grow up, and get your game on.
Yeah.
Know how we do when we're moving. Bring back the cane on. Them niggas old. They 60 now. They was on the block at 30. Out here grinding, nigga. I grew up, so don't call me Murdy.
No.
Call me Mr.
Turn
with
up,
it.
Up, ooh.
First name Seth.
Ooh.
I wish it was Jerome. Yes. Mama should have gave me a strong name.
Bruh, why do you have the beat so low, bruh?
Is it low to you?
Wait, is this you?
Yeah.
Oh. Your headphones down.
See? Yeah.
Cause your head go round. That's that Mary.
All the way down on my stomach.
His head go round.
This nigga Job don't miss nothing. You can't slide nothing in, man.
You on point. Hey, Mert. Hey, how was your vacation?
Huh? Good, man.
Yeah.
It was great, man. It was great.
Where the fuck you go?
We doing our Myrtle.
Did you wear shades?
Sunglasses? I had some.
Are they prescription?
You ain't have them on?
Not too often.
You really don't be cheating. That's how you know he's so faithful, bruh.
He really had.
He on the beach with no glasses. With no glasses.
Oh, so you can look. That's hilarious. That's
Franklin the Turtle.
She know you. She know you're stupid faithful. Stupid faithful.
Stupid faithful.
Yeah, hit the faithful.
Breakable. Unbreakable. Like a
that beat wasn't bad. One more. Just get a different beat.
Name a new artist, man. I always
what's
end up
name
at
guys?
Whip game. What? Stop. What? Stop. What? What?
I want to hear the song.
You worried about the wrong shit. Young Jax, I'm in that long whip. Coming through, long click. I got that shit, man, I pause shit. Motherfuckers wanna pawn shit. You know what, and I do ball shit. I got mad bra shit, and they all thick. Light skin, brown skin, they got all whips. I'm talking two whips, they call me 2 Chainz. I got 2 things, I pull out my ding lang. I get that thick thing, I like the
chitty bang bang. Put a gang out. Where my niggas out? Bring the thing out.
Yeah.
They wanna rain on the sunshine. It's yes. They wanna rain cause we all grind.
Yeah.
Ha. Them niggas hating niggas all mine. I look at them, never mind. Shit, if you want the gems, come and get them. Gotta dig for them. Grind hard. How the white folks call them nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga boy. Nigga boy. You can call me nigga boy. But I got them chipper boys.
Ooh, boy.
They in the pocket and they in the bank.
In the bank.
Bitcoin, nigga, get it back.
Ooh.
Dough still off in the bank too. Fuck it. Dough still off in the bank too.
Got
the ether. Couple of them stocks,
ooh,
nigga. Get it? Going up, it's the new rocks, nigga.
Ooh.
Yep, this is the new prop, nigga. I'm fucking with Ho. It's the new rock, nigga. Throw it down.
Oh my god, it's hot as fuck down
here. It's the new rock, nigga.
Ha.
Yo, why were y'all throw it?
Throw it up.
No,
he said you focused on the wrong shit.
I knew it was coming. I was like,
you focused on the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Them niggas hating focused on the wrong shit.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
how much time we got left? Oh, nigga. Nigga, hear that bell ring. Yeah. Hear that bell ring. About to make him sing. Going great. About to make him. Yeah, I ain't got no balls. Man. What's that? I don't got it. I hate when I don't got it.
But hey, listen, I know Murray, you ain't got it because I ain't saying shit. This motherfucker. When you ain't got it, because I ain't be saying shit. I'll be riding off your vibe. Stay over there.
I hate that shit. Yet, right? Wish I was a rapper, man.
I wish you was just better.
Yeah, a rapper.
No, just better.
As a person?
Yeah, no, just better. Like, just more just more prepared.
More productive. Just
more prepared.
You just gotta slow it down.
Slow it down.
There's so many bars to go around. Just like so many chicks to throw around.
Throw around.
Throw ups and throw up and then you throw
it down.
See? Throw it.
You gotta take that back.
Do it. That'd be hard.
Yeah. Or really hear Murr snap off. Or really listen to the song.
You snap, bro.
No, but he didn't snap off.
If Rico gets in his bag, I get in my bag.
Yeah, he
got so bad.
That ain't hating. I just met.
We losing right now.
You know what I'm saying,
bro? And y'all got matching hats on. What y'all gonna do?
Right,
man. We'll fuck y'all up over here.
Let's do it.
Matching hats. With the
fuck y'all up?
Yeah.
Murdy with that stretch neck.
Stretch neck.
We gonna stretch next.
Yeah.
Newcastle. We gonna stretch X.
Ooh.
I don't care about your coaches. Italian boaches. Italian loaches.
Remember
going to Homer's
Crib.
You got Italian locusts.
Ooh.
Italian. Okay, good.
Knife-ab roaches.
Knife-ab roaches.
Down there. We ain't had roaches, though. We had ants, but we ain't had roaches.
Yeah, had them all.
We wasn't that dirty.
Had the ball.
Ha.
AB had the ball head. AB had the ball head. AB had the ball head. Skull head. Mall red. Going crazy. Yeah, yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
Red head. Yeah, we all
red. Red head. Niggas dead head.
Okay.
Throw it out. Got dread head.
Dread head.
Move head. Niggas instead head. Them niggas snitch. Niggas tell them. Call it a fed head. Niggas going off in the banny wagon.
Come on, get somebody, man. It's us first them.
It's us first them? I wouldn't even know what to say.
Yeah. We ain't scared of them. We ain't scared of them. We ain't scared of them. Scared of them. We ain't scared of them.
Okay.
Until the turn red is checkmate.
We ain't trying to do it. Okay. We ain't trying to shoot it. We don't want to go out. We don't want to lose it. You don't want to see who stepping with. You'll lose it. Yeah, everybody know I'm coming through. New Buick. I got the shit outside. That's in my ride. You know I got 4 or 5 shots and you can die.
Ooh.
Motherfucker, lay out, nigga. We outside. And it's time to ride. I'm riding. I'm with my guy.
With my
motherfucker,
guy.
Motherfucker, you can't see me in. I'm third place. You look like Beetlejuice play. Third base. With that whack ass jersey, you can't hurt me. I don't that nigga and you know they can't serve me. And I got that syrup and I'm sipping and I'm ripping. And I know I got that shit and I'm rolling and I'm dipping. 360 waves and my shit is stay spinning. You know I ain't hating cause a nigga always winning. I stay gritting. White teeth, straight dimples, no pimples. Big booty bad bitch, big dimples. Shaking shit and she like it, no nipples.
She ain't got no nipples.
She ain't got no nipples, dog.
And you went off.
She ain't got no nipples, dog. If I punch you in your face, I bet you crippled, dog. Yeah, I bet you crippled, dog.
Crippled, dog.
That's all in the shoulders, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's shoulders.
Hey, I heard that jersey. I heard that jersey bar in there.
Get your mind right. You get crippled, y'all. Paying for that bitch, man. You a simple dog.
Ooh.
You a simple dog.
Ooh.
Pop him like a pimple dog.
Pimple dog.
Getting back, don't mention, dog. Ain't no ass simple. They don't like you. That's when it come through, niggas wanna fight you.
Yeah.
That means you winning if they hating.
Murr.
Google 5. Right.
Play the song. Yo, that Murdy song.
I ended that
Murdy. It's easy to switch to 5. Play from the comfort.
Listen, the other song, though, the real song, he's nuts on that joint.
Yeah, I ain't never heard the song. That's the song.
Me either. His delivery is not like ours at all.